理课堂听 class.com。
李阳疯狂英语
，Leon Crazy English，
绝对纯正美国英语发音教程
，Totally Authentic American Pronunciation Course。
I am Leon，
欢迎大家，
我是 Crazy Jim。Let's go crazy together and speak real English. Your best choice.
让我们一起疯狂，一起说地道的英语，你最好的选择。
Improve your pronunciation. Enhance your listening. Increase your speaking power. Do it now. Do it right. We'll make it together.
Together.第二十九单元，唇齿摩擦辅音，一定要记住它的名字，唇齿摩擦辅音这六个字都非常的重要。它的外号叫做唇齿相依摩擦音，只要想到唇齿相依，就会想到这个超级的英语发音。俗称为咬唇音啊，咬着嘴唇像生气的样子，所以叫咬唇音。那么疯狂的提醒是，发这个音的时候一定要记得轻轻的咬咬你的嘴唇，重重的咬咬也没有关系，关键一定要咬住你的嘴唇。疯狂的技巧是把手放在嘴巴上，感受气流的冲击。我们来试一下，把手放在嘴巴上，感受气流从唇齿之间啊冲出来，这就是疯狂的技巧。亲爱的朋友们，到这一盒录音带已经是第二十九盒了，也就是说你已经走向了绝对纯正美国英语发音成功五十步的，一共有五十个发音，五十盒录音带，通过这样疯狂的锻造，你绝对可以讲一口令人刮目相看的纯正美语。我们特别要注意一下，这个发音是值得你练一个月、两个月，甚至三个月的。因为很多读了博士学位，甚至学了英语三十年，这个发音还会发错。所以，这盒录音带一旦掌握，你的发音又前进了一大步。今天我再次请到了我们可爱的 Jim 老师， Jim 老师在百忙之中抽空来为大家录制这盒录音带。 Jim is pretty busy, so today we're very lucky to have him on our tape.
Hello everybody. You know, learning to speak good English takes a lot of hard work, but don't lose heart. I know you can do it.
学讲一口流利的英语需要很多很多的投入和辛勤的工作，但是永远不要放弃信心。Jim 老师说，他相信大家一定可以做到。第一部分，每日练嘴单词，字母 F， Number One，
Fun， Have fun，
这个发音真的非常重要，一定要注意后面有个 N， 所以舌尖要舔住上齿龈，气从鼻子出来。Fun， 夸张一点就是 Fun。首先我们来进行第一步 Step 1 Listening carefully for 3 times.
Fun.
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 Step 2 Repeating. 请跟在我们后面读
Fun.
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 Step 3 请跟着我和 Jim 老师大声朗读，记住听我们录音带的时候一定要站起来疯狂的手舞足蹈，大声的喊出来 1, 2, 3
Fun.
别小看这个单词，要花很多时间才能够完全纯正的说出来。我们看 Number 1
Have fun，
再见，尽情玩吧。 Number 2
She is full of fun，
她很幽默，她很有趣。 Jim, actually Jim is full of fun
I guess that's true.
I guess that's true. 我想这是对的。Okay, number 3.
Speaking English is a lot of fun.
Speaking English is a lot of fun. 说英语非常有意思。Speaking Chinese is a lot of fun, too.
It is a lot of fun. And, you know, it is fun to lose face. I don't mind when Chinese people laugh at me.
Oh,
it's really, it's
fun. It's fun. Okay. 他说他根本不介意中国人会笑话他，他觉得非常的有意思。所以呢 speaking Chinese is a lot of fun. Oh, very useful sentence. Number two.
Fresh.
Step one, listening carefully. Use your ears, use your imagination to enjoy Jim's sound.
Fresh.
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 Step two, repeating.
Fresh.
Fresh.
Fresh. That's a beautiful word, isn't it?
That's a beautiful word. Step three, 跟着我们同时朗读 One, two, three.Fresh.
Fresh.
Fresh.
Ah.
Ah, beautiful. Number three.
Refuse.
拒绝. Step one, listening carefully.
Refuse.
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 Step two, repeating.
Refuse.
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 Step three. Simultaneous speaking. 请跟着我们同时大声朗读，将录音机的音量开到最大。One, two, three.
Refuse.
Refuse. Refuse. Refuse.
That's right. Put your thumb down as you say it and you'll get the emotion. Refuse.
把大拇指朝着地往下指一下，就带着感情可以读，拒绝。第一个句子 ,number one sentence.
He refused our proposal.
他拒绝了我们的建议。Number two.
He refused my help. I don't know why.
他拒绝了我的帮助,我不知道原因何在。Number four.
Refer.
谈到。Step one. Listening carefully. 仔细听 Jim 老师的漂亮发音。
Refer.
Refer.
That's perfect. Refer.
Step two. 跟着我们朗读。
Refer.
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 Step three. 让我们同时大声朗读。Let's go crazy together. One, two, three.
Refer.
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 Refer. Number five.
Afford.
担负得起。Afford. 担负得起。非常重要的一个单词。我们请听 Jim 老师的发音。Step one.
Afford.
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 Step two. Repeating. 跟着我们读。
Afford.
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 Step three, 同时大声朗读，将录音机音量开到最大。One, two, three.
Afford.
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 Afford. 我们来看看这个例句。This beautiful sentence.
I can't afford to fly to Beijing.
我没钱坐飞机去北京。One more time, slowly.
I can't afford to fly to Beijing.
Number six.
One of my favorite words.
Yeah, Jim 老师最喜欢的一个单词
Stuff.
原料、材料、俚语表示东西 Stuff. 东西的意思跟中文的东西是完全一样的。我们来看一下，一共有五个漂亮的例句。Sentence one.
Leave your stuff in the hall.
把你的东西放在门厅里 Slowly.
Leave your stuff in the hall.
Number two.
This book is really boring stuff.
这本书真是枯燥乏味。Slowly.
This book is really boring stuff.
Number three.
I say this a lot when I drink an American beer. Do you call this stuff beer?
你把这个东西叫啤酒吗? Tastes terrible, right?
Yeah. Do you call this stuff beer?
你把这东西叫做啤酒吗? Number four.
There has been some really good stuff on TV lately.
This is a very useful sentence.
Yes, it is.
There has been some really good stuff on TV lately. 最近电视上有些不错的节目。Slowly, please.
There has been some really good stuff on TV lately.
Number five.
I used to say this to my brother,
I used to
say this to my little brothers and sisters when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Leave my stuff alone. I told you not to touch it.
So Jim 老师在长大的过程中经常用这话给他的兄弟姐妹们讲 Leave my stuff alone. I told you not to touch it. 别动我的东西我告诉过你 Okay, slowly.
Leave my stuff alone. I told you not to touch it.
Leave my stuff alone. I told you not to touch it. Okay, one more time.
Leave my stuff alone. I told you not to touch it.
亲爱的朋友们啊，听惯了男人的声音，我们要听一听女孩子录音的这种美妙的声音，让大家换一换耳朵。我们再次请到了我们可爱的 Jen 老师，她刚刚从美国回来，给大家质疑一下。
This is Jen telling everybody to study hard, and you too can learn perfect American pronunciation.
对，一定要继续努力，讲一口纯正美语没有那么简单，但是如果你执着奋斗，坚持，就一定可以达成目标。我们来看 ，Number seven，
phone，
非常长的单词，但是没有几个中国人能够发对的，所以我们来看看第一步 ，Step one， listen carefully， 仔细欣赏金老师的发音
，phone，
phone，
phone，
Step two， repeating。跟在我们后面读
Phone
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 Step 3 Simultaneous speaking 请跟着我们同时朗读 One, two, three
Phone
Phone
Phone,
phone. 打电话 OK 下一个发音也是非常的重要叫照片 PhotographNumber eight.
Photograph.
Photograph. 照片我们来看 Step one. Listening carefully.
Photograph.
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 Okay, Jean, could you please exaggerate this word?
Photograph.
对了。金老师一夸张以后我就学会了这个单词的发音那么我们也会为这套录音带配50张光碟或者25张光碟让大家可以看到金老师 Jim 老师 Kyle 老师还有 John 老师的真面目好我们来看看这个例句 This beautiful sentence
You look prettier in person than you do in your photograph
你真人比照片看上去漂亮多了绝对的拍马屁你真人看上去比照片漂亮多了 One more time slowly Exaggerate
You look prettier in person than you do in your photograph
Okay, faster
You look prettier in person than you do in your photograph
Yeah, you look prettier in person than you do in your photographThis is a very long sentence. If you want to really compliment all the people, you better practice a lot. Otherwise, it will sound very awkward. So, you have to be very familiar with the sentence. You cannot say that, you look, wait a minute, you look prettier in person than you are. No, no, you do. 如果你结结巴巴还不如不说这句话。所以要想说,要练好再说。我们请金老师 one more time, 再读一遍。
You look prettier in person than you do in your photograph.
Number nine.
Enough.
Enough. 足够的. Okay, slowly, let's enjoy Jean's pronunciation. Step one, listening.
Enough.
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 Step two, repeating.
Enough.
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 足够的。Okay, 我们来看 step three, simultaneous speaking, 同时大声朗读 One, two, three.
Enough.
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 Number 10.
Laugh.
How do British people pronounce this word?
I don't know. I'm not British.
Oh, yeah. Laugh or maybe laugh. 美国人和英国人发音是不一样的。美国人说 laugh, 笑，大笑。Step one, listening.
Laugh.
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 嘴巴一定要张大。Step two, repeating, 跟在我们后面读。
Laugh.
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 Step three, 同时大声朗读。One, two, three. Laugh.
Laugh.
Laugh. 我们看看这个漂亮的句子。
You always make me laugh.
You always make me laugh. 你总是让我笑。Slowly, one more time.
You always make me laugh.
Thank you very much, Jane. 第二部分特别奉献。这个部分是所有录音带当中的最精彩的部分。我们会听到无数的不同的声音来读一个句子，有老人的声音、小孩的声音、妇女的声音、大声、小声，啊，快乐的、悲哀的，各种各样的声音来轰炸一个句子。你一定可以通过这个句子脱口而出，而掌握里面的发音。今天的句子是 I've had enough. It's very short but a very useful sentence. 我吃饱了。I've had enough. Carr, could you read the sentence, please?
I've had enough.
我吃饱了 also means that I've had enough. 我受够了。我受够了。I can't stand you anymore. I've had enough.
我受够了。
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 Does this sentence have that meaning? I've had enough.
我不吃掉。
你不知道。
I don't know. 我受够了。
Besides, I'm full. Does this sentence also imply that I can't stand it anymore?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I've had enough. That's right. Yeah.
I've had enough,
and I don't want to deal with it anymore.
I don't want to deal with it anymore.
Yeah, or with you, or with anything else.
Anything else. Yeah. Okay, very good. 好，我们来一起来欣赏。
I've had enough. I've had enough.
I've had enough.
I've had enough.
I've had enough.
I've had enough.
I've had enough.
I've had enough.
I've had enough.
I've had enough.
I've had enough.
I've had enough.
I've had enough.
I've had enough.Let's get crazy!
I've had enough!
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 I've had enough.
I've had enough.
第三部分，十大练嘴精品句，这也是本次带的最重要的一个部分。从单词到了句子，我们今天呢再次请到了卡尔老师来跟我们一起录音。卡尔老师发音非常的纯正，那么今天呢我们一起来欣赏一下卡尔老师的纯正美音。我们来看 Number one.
Life is beautiful.But it's not always sweet.
生活是美丽的，但并不总是一帆风顺。 Okay, step one, listening carefully.
Life is beautiful, but it's not always sweet.
Life is beautiful, but it's not always sweet.
Life is beautiful, but it's not always sweet.
Step two, 第二步 repeating, 跟在我们后面读。
Life is beautiful, but it's not always sweet.
Life is beautiful, but it's not always sweet.
Life is beautiful, but it's not always sweet.
Step three, 最令人刺激的第三部分，请跟着我和卡老师同时疯狂朗读。One, two, three.
Life is beautiful.But it's not always sweet. Life is beautiful, but it's not always sweet. Life is beautiful, but it's not always sweet.
Number two.
Success comes after many failures.
This is a very beautiful sentence. 成功的背后有无数次的失败. Okay, step one, listening carefully.
Success comes after many failures.
Success comes after many failures.
Success comes after many failures.
Step two, repeating. 跟在我和卡老师后面读.
Success comes after many failures.
Success comes after many failures.
Success comes after many failures.
希望大家把这个句子贴在墙上，多么棒的一个句子啊 ！Okay, step three, simultaneous speaking. 请将录音机的音量开到最大，和我和卡老师一起疯狂。One, two, three.
Success comes after many failures. Success comes after many failures. Success comes after many failures.
Number three.
Fact is often stranger than fiction.
事实常常比小说更离奇。这是一个比较 relatively deep sentence. It's a little bit difficult to comprehend. 但是这是一个很有用的句子，虽然理解上相对比较难一点。Okay, step one, listening.
Fact is often stranger than fiction.
Fact is often stranger than fiction.
Fact is often stranger than fiction.
Step two, repeating. 跟在我和卡尔老师后面读。
Fact is often stranger than fiction.
Fact is often stranger than fiction.
Fact is often stranger than fiction.
Step three, 请跟我们大声喊吧。One, two, three.
Fact is often stranger than fiction. Fact is often stranger than fiction. Fact is often stranger than fiction.
Number four.
That's far from enough. We need more.
这也是一个很有用的句子。那远远不够，我们需要更多。Okay, one more time.
That's far from enough. We need more.
那远远不够，我们需要更多。Okay, step one, listening carefully. 仔细用耳朵来听。
That's far from enough. We need more.
That's far from enough. 三个 F. That's far from enough. We need more.
That's far from enough. We need more.
Step two, repeating. 跟在我和卡尔老师后面读。
That's far from enough. We need more.
That's far from enough. We need more.
That's far from enough. We need more.
Step three, 我们一起来大声的 yell, shout. One, two, three.
That's far from enough. We need more. That's far from enough. We need more. That's far from enough. We need more.
Number five.
He offered us some food, but we refused.
他给我们一些食物，但我们拒绝了。Step one, 第一步, listening carefully, 仔细地听。
He offered us some food, but we refused.
He offered us some food, but we refused.
He offered us some food, but we refused.
Step two, repeating, 跟在我和卡老师后面模仿。
He offered us some food, but we refused.Refused.
He offered us some food, but we refused.
He offered us some food, but we refused.
Step 3, 让我们同时大声喊吧，将录音机的音量开到最大，准备好了吗？站起来， 1, 2, 3。
He offered us some food, but we refused. He offered us some food, but we refused. He offered us some food, but we refused.
亲爱的朋友们啊，我们再次请到了另外一位，这个老爷爷，他的发音也是非常的纯正。他以前为多所这个外国大公司工作过，而且呢，他也录制过非常多的录音带。今天我们非常有幸请到了John。Hello, John. Welcome to my studio.
Hello. My name is John Thompson. I have worked for several large international companies all over the world. I have now come to China to use my business experience in helping China, and especially to help Chinese children to learn English. Children are the future of China, and we all need to help them, especially in rural areas. Join me in this grand plan.
Wow, 他的介绍，他说我曾经为多做的多所还是多什么什么国际的大公司工作过，我现在来到中国是希望用我一生的经验来帮助中国，特别是帮助中国的孩子们学好英语。孩子们是中国的未来，我们需要帮助他们，特别是在农村。希望大家加入到我这个宏大的计划当中。张老师非常希望能够帮助中国 rural area 农村的孩子也讲一口流利的英语。这个计划的细节我们会在以后报纸上会公布给大家的。OK, 我们来看看 Number 6. I feel like taking a walk for some fresh air. 首先我们来听 John 老师的发音 Please.
I feel like taking a walk for some fresh air.
OK, 我想出去散散步，呼吸一点新鲜的空气。 Step 1. Listening carefully.
I feel like taking a walk for some fresh air.
I feel like taking a walkFor some fresh air.
I feel like taking a walk for some fresh air.
Step 2. Repeating. 请跟着我和姜老师一起来读。
I feel like taking a walk for some fresh air.
I feel like taking a walk for some fresh air.
I feel like taking a walk for some fresh air.
Step 3. Simultaneous speaking. 请跟着我和 John 同时大声朗读。Let's yell, shout together. 1, 2, 3.
I feel like taking a walk for some fresh air. I feel like taking a walk.For some fresh air. I feel like taking a walk for some fresh air.
Number 7.
My favorite food is French fries.
我最喜欢的食物是炸薯条。 Okay, step 1. Listening.
My favorite food is French fries.
My favorite food is French fries.
My favorite food is French fries.
Step 2. Repeating.
My favorite food is French fries.
My favorite food is French fries.
My favorite food is French fries.
Step 3. 1, 2, 3.
My favorite food is French fries. My favorite food is French fries. My favorite food is French fries.
我最喜欢的是食物是炸薯条。